I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Yeah, hi.
And Tim Kalbeckis.
And Judd Apatow. What is up, a Midwest stylies?
What?
Oh, okay.
What the hell? I'm curious to hear what that means eventually on this pod.
We'll get there eventually, but I got bigger news. Get a load of this, guys.
Shit.
I did it.
Guilty as charged.
You were all waiting for it. I finally saw Tony Hawk.
In person?
Out in public, in person. Tony Hawk and me standing on the same sidewalk. Huh?
Was he skateboarding by?
On foot or on wheels?
He did a 720 right over my head.
Like he was on wheels, but not a skateboard. Wheelie shoes.
Yeah, and he was falling all over the place.
Help me!
Well, spill the deets, dude.
I was in Detroit, walking by the Shinola Hotel.
Okay.
I'm walking by there. I say, I don't think Birdman's going to come out of there, will he?
I would never think that.
Next thing I know, beep, beep. Hey, Tim, it's me. And he did Immanuel.
Immanuel Kant, one of my favorite philosophers.
He came out of a car and into the hotel or out of the hotel?
He came out of the hotel that was having an event because I Googled it. I was there with our friend Ben. And he Googled Tony Hawk Detroit, found out he was opening a skate park that day.
Was he with Rob Dyrdek?
They were standing on a big laptop and they were watching some clips that were a little ridiculous.
Did you tell him you saw his documentary? I couldn't believe how busted up his body
said,
was.
I said, shame on you for your infidelities.
Oh, God. No, Tim, don't do it to me here, not on the streets of Detroit.
I didn't talk to him. I kept moving, but I thought he would be taller.
I was going to say, was he tall?
He struck me as about my height. Then I Googled him. He says 6'3". I'm 6 foot, but I think he's lying.
Oh, the helmet.
Yeah, maybe that's 6'3" on a skateboard.
Yeah, or when he's doing an ollie.
he's 4 feet tall and he does his 2 foot ollie. Okay, that's pretty big.
Stop.
I'm having one of these. That's exciting, Tim, that you saw such a rad skateboarder. I am having one of these days where I've been inside all day. You know, those.
I haven't seen any skateboarders, let alone.
I had no skateboarders, but I had to, when I went, I stepped out to buy the ingredients for the drink at like 5, and I was like, holy shit, I haven't been outside all day.
I know that feeling. You didn't think of it, but you get outside, you're like,
squinting in the sun.
You people have been doing this all day? Oh,
you freaks.
Freaks. You didn't have work to do at home?
I went out to get ingredients for today, too, and it leads me into a small piece of booze news.
Perfect. Hit it. He ain't got
nobody to listen. Booze news with Jeffy, Tim, and Mike. With Jeffy, Tim, and Mike. With Jeffy, Tim, and Mike. With Jeffy, Tim, and with Jeffy, Tim, and Mike. With Jeffy, Tim, and Mike. With Jeffy, Tim, and Mike. Booze news. Jeffy, Tim, and Mike.
We drop.
Jeffy, Tim, and Mike. With 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 Jeffy, Tim, and Mike.
It's booze news, you blue ball bastard.
bastards.
Whoa, bringing the horn back.
Booze Dabba D was sent to us by Danny Paulson from the Denim Boys. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. And hey, Danny says if we're ever in Minneapolis, he wants to do sidewalk slammers with us.
Oh, sure. Let's make a special trip. I will book the flights tonight. Danny will get over there and drink those beers and then go home.
Four Loko and a 40.
Yeah, those are the crazy ones.
Yeah.
What is it? Four Loko. I said beers, but what is it?
Like a 40 of malt liquor, I think.
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Too much.
Woo!
All right, you want a scoop I just heard?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I went out to Cap'n Cork, my beloved...
Captain Cork, yeah.
Booze destination.
Sure.
Looking all over the place. Where is the green chartreuse? Can't find
it. In the expensive section, probably.
I go up to the guy. I'm like, I am looking for green chartreuse. And he's like, we only have one kind, and it's right over there. And there were only three small bottles. And he said, there's a chartreuse shortage.
What?
Slopheads, this is a red alert.
Big bottle. He said, I haven't seen a big bottle in 2 weeks. And just this morning, we got three small bottles. It's because of the economy and the shipping problems and the airline problems.
Those silent monks are probably slacking off.
Mm-hmm. The silent monks are probably like, what the fuck?
Whoops, whoops, sorry.
Well, I had to say it.
I just got so fucking pissed up. You piss drunk cock.
Well, that was your one sentence for the year. Well, that was yours. That was mine for next year. Oh, shit.
And it went on and on.
Until they all realize they're just going to talk.
This is crazy. We still haven't watched the documentary. There's a 3-hour wordless documentary.
Yeah, can't wait to watch that.
I'd like to see that. That sounds interesting. Now, wait, Jeff, hold on a second. How big is this bottle?
Oh, it's teeny tiny.
It's a little bigger.
It's a little bigger than a beer.
Wow.
And did you find green or yellow?
Green.
Now your boy Tim had a little old nip of green kicking around his cabinet. Oh,
a nip, really? I wouldn't think.
Don't
they make
bring that around Cap'n Cork; they'll tackle you.
We'll pay top dollar and then mark up the price.
I'm gonna stand up front and gouge everybody.
I got a bottle that seemed. I wish I had it right in my hot little hand, but it's not huge, but it's not small. It's not tiny.
So you both had to buy. It's interesting because that must piss you off because we've used it before on the show.
I have yellow.
Okay. Maybe that's what that was. Ooh, we'll find out the difference today. What, they're similar flavors. One is supposed to be a little milder.
Huh. And one is spicy.
I'm guessing yellow is mild because, you know, yield, and then green is go with the flavor.
Yeah, go with the flavor, yeah.
And red is stop, I don't exist.
Yeah, don't drink me, I'm fake.
I'm fake, it's probably poisonous.
It's weird they put out all those red bottles that have poison, and they're like, please don't drink these.
It's funny to think of, if there's a shortage, they still, let's think through this. If there's a shortage... They put less of it in smaller bottles. Like they have smaller bottles.
I don't know. I don't know.
They're just getting the smaller bottles that are left.
They had to make smaller bottles.
I don't know. I don't know if it affects the bottling, but I don't know how far up this thing goes, Mike. You might be right.
I'd like to see they still have the same size bottles, but less chartreuse. So they just bottle
just
half
like half
bottle.
Empty bottles.
Still sealed though.
So I mean, that's cool though. If you're like at the beaches somewhere, you see some dude cracking open a bottle of chartreuse and chugging it. You're like, that guy's rich.
Yeah,
that guy's got it going on.
I had never heard of chartreuse until this pod, so
you know, chartreuse
news. Yeah,
well, I've heard
of this pod, this show in general,
this show,
series.
This whole show.
I see.
I've heard of chartreuse news.
Sure.
Chartreuse was a news. Maybe next time.
I got a little booze news coming out of Newport Beach, California. Hit it.
Oh.
It's time for Timmy's Travels, Mr. Hat.
Whoa.
What is up? I'm here at the Taco Bell Cantina, and I just got a Baja Blast Freeze, and I added rum to it. Ooh. The options were rum, vodka, rosé. You're not adding rosé to a freeze. You're adding rum. Here's a sip. weird. Spicy. Tastes like a like an icy. Ooh. At the mall. It was kind of weird, spicy, icy.
Yeah, it's good.
But I do taste the rum. This is nice on a hot day, and I like it. There you have it. It's good. Where has
Wow.
That was the Taco Bell Cantina?
Yeah, I finally made it out to a Taco Bell Cantina. They have one down in Orange County. It serves booze. The menu is just your typical... I didn't really inspect it, but it looked like a normal Taco Bell menu, but just sort of a fancier, fast, casual vibe. More Chipotle-ish.
Tim, did you get food?
I didn't get food. I didn't even want to get this this freeze, but I saw it and I was like, I have to. I've never seen one of these cantinas before. We had talked about how the one in Nashville has a stage that we wanted to play on.
Oh yeah, but I was when I was in Coney Island a few weeks ago, I saw one, and somebody pointed it out to me. I said, "Oh yes," and I'd forgot we had talked about it on here. So later that afternoon, I saw somebody else, and I was like, "Oh, I saw this really fancy Taco Bell. I think." Like the food is better or something, and they're like, "No, no, it's just regular Taco Bell food. They serve drinks."
The food is good. Well, it occurred to me I haven't really had much Baja Blast soda, the regular one. Like, it's basically a lime heavy. It's like a exclusive to Taco Bell. It's a lime Mountain Dew flavor.
Right.
But the freeze. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say spicy? Have you had ices? You know, they're like. It's like a slush puppy, but it's like piles up on top of the lid almost. It's like...
Yeah, yeah. Dry. It's carbonated.
Yes. That's carbon. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. I'm just having... I'm drinking frozen bubbles, I guess.
Like somehow it's... Yeah. And then it feels... would you call it spicy or like scrapey? It sort of scrapes.
It's effervescent, but it's frozen, so the bubbles aren't popping. They're just air, frozen air.
See, this
You know what? It might be the bubbles from the bathroom cleaner. You know, those little animated
scrubbing bubbles.
I think that's
those things move.
The bubbles they use.
See, when I describe things as ashy, I think we're not getting it the same taste, but we're getting it something that you just can't describe. So as you say, scratchy, yes.
Irritating.
Yeah. It has a certain je ne sais.
You know, I would describe remember we talk about the teenies or the little hug drinks?
Yeah.
As scratchy.
Yeah.
It leaves your throat scratched.
Somehow gross. There's grit
in that shit.
Teenies, there's grit in that shit.
Teenies, get yourself a teeny.
How do you, teeny, get some grit in your shit?
you want grit in your shit.
Bunch of six-year-olds see that. I'm like, nice. Yeah,
nice. This is good. Hey, Mom.
Mom, can I put some grit in my shit?
You break it, you eat it.
All right. Is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
As far as I can tell.
That's it for booze news.
Oh.
Gross.
Yo, what happened to the fun Nintendo?
I'm going to put them in.
Yeah, but then we don't get to talk about them.
Okay, well, all right. The next time I'll have a good one.
Have it on hand. Because I like that as the quiz, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Early quiz. And do easy ones that I might know.
Would it kill you?
Would it kill you to also tell me ahead of time? Like yes.
Easy ones like this is an intellectual sound effect that's been happening.
Battletoads. Easy is just like whatever you've played before.
Yeah. Duck Hunt.
Well, I guess that just leaves the drink of the day.
That's the show, folks. Let's wrap it up.
What do you say? One last thing before we wrap it up for the day. What if we get into the drink of the day?
Aha! Oh, this could take us many, many minutes.
The last word you've had?
Not had nor heard of such word.
Yeah, same.
Not had, not heard of not such hands, word?
Not heard, no such word.
I hadn't heard before it's kind of cheating to say you heard because you were looking at the IBA cocktail list, but...
Right, we talked about it. That's not what this... It's out in the wild.
So I hadn't heard in the wild before, but you know the Black Cat in Silver Lake?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
They now have, you know, during COVID, they expanded out in the parking lot. It's a nice little outdoor hang zone tent now. And
fortunate place to have, like, you know, for all the restaurants that didn't have any front stoops, parking lots or anything, they had a big parking lot sitting pretty ready for COVID.
Perfect. And like the inside is kind of fancy. It's a great place, but then it's nice to have like a more chill outside hang zone in the hot summer nights. Yes. But I've been going there, and I was there one time with contest winner Neil Campbell of Campbell's Corrections, and I noticed that they have a classic cocktail list that I love it when you see the menu and it reads like the episode guide of our show, a lot of the ones we've hit, and then I saw Last Word.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that on the IBA list. I should try it. Tried it, and I said, "This is refined, sophisticated, dynamic." Because it's zingy,
ooh,
but it's also elegant. We're talking chartreuse. We're talking Luxardo. Zingy. But we're also talking lime, okay?
Ooh, okay. Balanced?
All perfectly balanced and equal ooh parts. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh.
Love that shit. But I drank it, and it struck me as both delicious and kind of fancy in a cocktail glass. So I said, Timmy likey. And the backstory on this motherfucker is that it was invented 100 years ago at the Detroit Athletic Club. That's why it's Midwest stylies.
Interesting.
Oh.
This is kind of like a fancy private club, like a social club, but it's an athletic club. It got popular there, but then it was really spread across the country to New York by this vaudevillian monologist guy. And I think that has something to do with the name, the last word, like... At the end of his monologue, he did the last word.
So, it doesn't... Bill Maher does the last word, doesn't he?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, this was named after him.
Was he on vaudeville? Jesus.
And then, it had its moment, like kind of pre-prohibition into prohibition, fell out of favor, World War II, lost to the sands of time. And then a young bartender in the early 2000s at the Zig Zag Club in Seattle came across it in an old cocktail book. They put it on the menu. It started to get popular again, fellas.
What year was this? I missed that. What year was it?
Early 2000s, 2004.
Oh!
But now listen to this. When it came back, it very quickly was a hit among cool bartenders in New York and stuff.
Project Shrimp.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Oh. It's fucking influenced certain cocktails that we've done on this very show. Sam Ross's Paper Plane was inspired by The Last Word. And then Joaquin Simo at Death & Co., when he did The Naked and Famous, he said he was kind of mashing up the Paper Plane and The Last Word. So this is, I think it's the sort of, it's not the exact ingredients, but the flavor profile and the kind of equal parts and the tart and tanginess of this.
Oh, yeah, we have talked about The Last Word. Yes, yes, yes.
I feel like when we've been doing the history of those drinks, we're like, it's an update of The Last Word.
Right. Oh, sure.
It's funny. It's like to find the granddaddy finally. It's
we're
like
working our way back.
When you grow up and you love Star Wars and you love all this other stuff, but really, they all love Dune. They're all coming off of Dune.
Yeah, and then you eventually see Dune, we're like, just reading the Iliad all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I always kind of thought Star Wars was like a space western or something.
Mike, you thought that?
I thought that kind of thing, but like I don't even know if that's right.
Who told you that?
George Lucas. He came to my home. He knocked on my front door and says, Mike, I got to let you know something.
Yeah, I got to tell you something about Mace Windu.
I said, get the hell out of my home. What you did to the sequels. The prequels.
Plus, also, George, you shave your beard up too high on your neck. You're trying to fake a jawline. You ain't got there, bud. oh, one last thing I wanted to say about the last word.
Oh, come on. This is too perfect.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's too perfect. I love it.
As I mentioned, I was just in Detroit to see Tony Hawk. And
Tony Hawk.
Me and Ben, we went to the Detroit Athletic Club. I was like, we should get in a last word. They didn't let us in. Members only. They didn't admit us. But then... it was like a fancy building in the fancy part of town. Like it seemed like where like General Motors executives would go to.
So there's 8 Mile and this would be like 10 or 12 Mile.
This is Mile One, baby.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I took a picture at 8 Mile. Mom's spaghetti. But seriously, I also peeked into the caucus club where they invented the bull shot.
Oh,
Lots of good drinking town. I'll stop yammering because I got to get to this thing.
Did you try the bull shot the way it was meant to be done?
He just peeked in.
Oh. I wasn't allowed in because of my attire. It was one of these places like you don't see this in LA. Full on sign out on the street like you must be wearing business attire.
Jeez, they didn't like the Rodman jersey, huh?
Ben walked in there in a tank top and sent the lady into a tizzy. It was like
no.
But licking my wounds from that experience, I went to a bar, Bumbo's in Hamtramck, just kind of a chill, cool neighborhood.
Hamtramck, oh, they accepted you at Bumbo's?
Well, you know, I had dinner at Polish Village, so I had to walk around the corner.
I knew that.
Well, Bumbo's accepted me with open arms, me and Bumbo's.
Our king has arrived.
Please.
Hey, everyone of Hamtram, Bumbo is here.
Bumbo of Hamtram, wear your shorts, wear your tank top. We love you all the same. So I go into Bumbo's, great, chill, kind of neighborhoody corner bar. In the way that we don't have here or New York, where it's like a residential neighborhood that just has like a corner bar, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I go in there and I'm like, this isn't like a fancy place. The bartender's like a young dude with a tiger's cap on, but I look behind the bar and I see they have, I point to the bottles. I was like, hey dude, you got Luxardo back there. And I see you got this bottle of Chartreuse. So you think you could, and he interjects, you want a last word? So
he did.
Either he's some sort of interjecting cocktail whiz, or maybe it is kind of popular in Detroit, and maybe it is a normal thing that maybe you can walk in and just say, hey, I'll have a last word. But here are the ingredients according to the IBA. 22.5 milliliters of gin. What's 22.5 milliliters? Three quarters of an ounce?
I think so. 15 would be a half, right?
Yeah, so 3/4 ounce of gin, 3/4 ounce of green Chartreuse, if you can get your hands on it.
Got it.
3/4 ounce of maraschino Luxardo. We've talked about it. It's that fancy liqueur that's made from cherries and cherry branches and cherry leaves and cherry stems.
Comes in a basket bottle.
Yeah, bottle in a basket. It's a liquid in a bottle in a basket.
Every time we do something like a Luxardo-y thing, I'm like, fuck, is this the one I have or don't have? What are we doing?
I know, and it's like.
And now I do have them all, I think. Go ahead, Tim. Last ingredient.
Three quarters of an ounce, fresh lime juice. Add all ingredients to cocktail shaker. Shake with ice and strain into a chilled cocktail glass. The garnishes simply don't apply to this drink.
Good. This is going to be a nice, this is an easy pour. I'm going to do a full ounce just for each. And then I'm going to enjoy shaking that thing up.
And then it's served up, yes?
It's served up. And yeah, I guess we don't have to, if it's equal parts, it's equal parts. You got to put a pint of each thing.
That's okay. Great. We don't have to overthink this one.
Served up, poured down throat. Okay.
That's going to be hard to keep track of, but.
I've done that. I've made that mistake at very fancy restaurants. I get a martini or a whiskey or something. Served up? No, fucking down my throat, you jack off.
Right. I ordered mine
right,
served.
Right.
I served mine. I had mine served down, poured up my butt.
Boy. Yeah. You'd be upside down. I see.
Right,
okay.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Poured down
right,
my butt.
Right.
Poured down into his waiting right. Anus.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Nasty stuff.
My ready rectum.
All right. This is a good solid drink. Nobody's going to fuck it up, right?
We promise.
I think I have exactly what I need for this one.
Me too.
And it's a gin drink, which you know is good around these parts.
Hey, all right. Everybody take a shot of gin, and we'll see after the commercials.
Great.
Bye, folks.
The merch.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
With the last words
in hand,
how are we looking?
Pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, you got a good green glow on there, Jeff.
Gee, thanks.
You know, this is, I think in the picture on the IBA, it was in a Nick and Nora glass. Am I remembering that correctly?
Oh, careful what you say about Nick and Nora. You might have a Campbell's correction on your hands.
Somebody Campbell corrected us on Twitter. We were talking about this on the Patreon blowout. We did, last one we did was a summer playlist. We picked some songs and we put Hey 19 on there. Mm-hmm. And the line about Fine Colombian, somebody said that was weed. I don't know if that's true.
Fine,
but
Colombian
they,
weed? That makes me like it less, because I thought that song was a very chill song about cocaine, which is more funny to me than a chill song about weed.
That's a Nick and Nora glass, right?
Yes, it, Michael. Sure, yeah, wow. Good eye.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know if it's true or not, but somebody was Campbell correcting. I think I think Campbell correction can be true or false. It doesn't matter. It's just attempting to.
Well,
to
try. I was thinking of Neil again too, because these green cocktails are reminding me of the alien hat that he made us.
Oh right.
Shall
this
we?
Smells
sip?
Good though. Yeah.
Yep. This smells great. Yeah. Sip, sip.
Ooh,
that's got a. Now that's your spice you were talking about, Tim.
The spice is nice.
Ooh,
Where's that spice coming from, you think?
It's a very delicate blend of chartreuse, lime, gin, and
yeah, no thanks.
Luxardo maraschino.
Maybe.
I love it's see,
equal parts. Yeah.
Is the chartreuse to blame?
The chartreuse
or
is to be
to
rewarded.
Congratulate. Yes.
To thank.
Luxardo is, remember, we did the Hemingway on here, right?
Just like Hemingway.
Yeah.
I love the Luxardo stank in a Hemingway daiquiri. This, the lime and the Luxardo in this has that same thrill of a stanky weird thing getting balanced out by citrus. But then when you bring in the chartreuse, it sort of makes it extra fancy.
It's also got... There's some Trinidad sourness to it too.
Yeah, because it is just so pinging dynamic. My whole mouth is saying, "Timmy, yeah. What's going on here, dude?"
Mm.
Timmy, this ain't no Kool-Aid no more.
What was last week's? Last week was
Kool-Aid. Sealbach.
Sealbach.
Yeah,
that was another one that was pinging and panging, but in a negative way.
It was.
Those were separate pings and pangs not working together. These guys got on the same page.
Bull in a china shop against my taste buds. Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, not my tongue. Not my tongue. Oh.
My tongue, too.
Okay, my left cheek. That's fine. My right cheek. Also, I feel like you guys weren't a fan of the Naked and Famous because it was doing this type of thing, but with mezcal, so it was kind of smoky.
Oh.
Whereas gin...
Oh, yeah, don't love
for,
that.
For these old drinks, gin is the best. Prohibition gin and bourbon drinks, they really knew what they were doing.
Yeah. This is good. This is nice. This is very nice to me.
Sophisticated but fun. Zingy but refined.
Yes, man. Yes.
We've been on a lime streak, huh?
I know. It's lime summer.
I ain't complaining.
Isn't there a plot point in Little Women that's like, I have a lime... like
in little, the movie or the book?
Well, I wouldn't have read the book, so one of the movies, but the older movie.
I have a lime.
I think there's a girl who it's like she's not even eating it, but if you were like a Victorian girl, you'd be like, I've got an exotic fruit, and she like brings it to school and shows it to people.
I heard some little fun fact on some podcast or something that in the old days, like pineapples in the era you're talking about, pineapples were like $1,000 each, and it was like a bottle of Dom.
I did the mansion tour in Newport, Rhode Island, and some of these Vanderbilt houses would just have like on the like the banister of the stairs, like the head post or whatever that's called. There it'd be like a carved pineapple. Like,
oh yeah, just
like pineapple. It's like saying like we pop bottles of Dom.
Yeah, so pineapples.
Y'all ever been to Detroit?
I have.
I bet you've done a layover at the airport.
For sure.
I've been there for a show, and I was kind of like on the outskirts of Detroit. I played at the Royal Oak Hall. Hmm.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. I think a lot of comedy stuff goes through there.
I don't think their Royal Oaks would be too far out of town. Maybe the normal Oaks, the rural Oaks would be out there. But
very good, very good, very good.
Did a lot of the, on my trip, I had the square pizzas, I had the conies, I did all the stuff. But you know what was fun? I like soaking up the culture of a place where the culture is a little bit subtle. Like Detroit actually reminded me of your hometown, Michael, Rochester, where it's like, it's not beating you over the face with it, but if you're there for a while, like I went to this great bar, DeMongo's, that probably everybody in Detroit would be like, oh, hell yeah, DeMongo's. It was great. It was the coolest. And their signature cocktails like used, it was like rum and Faygo or like Crown and Verner's. Like they used Michigan brands. So you could feel there's like a pride, even though like no one's getting revved up over Faygo or Verner's. I guess some people get revved up over Verner's, but just like, I like the subtle pride of like, we're using our own sodas.
Faygo the Insane Clown Posse drink?
Yeah.
That's the one.
And are they Chicago or Detroit?
Detroit.
Guys? Yeah, Detroit. Ah. Same with Jack White. They did a song together.
They did?
Really? Yeah.
Was like, I'm thinking about my bow.
I'm thinking about my magnet.
Wait, what did I just say? I'm thinking about your boyfriend. It's my doorbell. Not doorbell. Boyfriend.
I'm thinking about your boyfriend.
I'm thinking about your boyfriend. What you gonna do?
Isn't Faygo the one that's like, they just have a flavor called Red Pop?
This one, the one mixed that they were mixing with rum was Red and Rye.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, Red Pop. Is a big Faygo.
That's a little tart, this drink. Maybe I'd pull back on the lime a little bit.
But then it wouldn't be equal parts.
That's true.
Ooh.
I'll pull back on all of them then a little bit.
Could be good on the rocks, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I find that I'm always wanting these on the rocks.
Especially citrusy. I mean, you're supposed to shake drinks that have juice in them, like citrus in them, because
it sort of wakes up all the
you get that nice translucent cloudiness kind of thing. But I also then want them poured back onto more rocks.
Tim, you were talking about that Detroit-style pizza. A place very close to me, a pizza place. I didn't realize what it was. Somebody told me they served the St. Louis style over there.
Ooh.
So I'm going to have to wing on over.
Okay, what's the style? What is that?
Cracker thin?
Thin.
Provolone cheese, cracker thin, cut into squares.
Sounds like Sharky's.
round pie cut into squares.
Super but the thin cheese though. Sounds interesting. It's like American cheese and provolone and mozzarella, like a mix.
Right. They call it provol.
Provol.
And I want to say provolone, and they say no own.
No own.
Maybe it's provol. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Provol. I don't know.
Well, but it I'll is the out. Same thing. They just are being cool.
Like I simply don't know.
Like mutz.
They're being cool as fuck.
But I like all the pizza styles. I mean, isn't it funny? They're all good. Like, I mean, all truly all pizza is good. The pizza in your school on Friday was fucking great. And, yep. And but every time, you know, we were driving through New Haven, we stopped at Frank Pepe's. I was like, this is the best pizza on earth.
Oh, Frank Pepe's was too good.
But then, you know, I went everywhere I go, I eat the pizza. I'm like, this is even better. Oh, my God. Now, this is a slice.
This makes Frank Pepe's look like fucking dirt. I was at a bar yesterday. I was full as fuck. I had just eaten dinner, big dinner.
Yeah, had yourself a pot roast at home before you went
somebody,
out.
Yeah, somebody brought in a pizza, a box, like a full pizza.
I love it.
And I smelled it. And I said, I gotta get myself a pizza. I didn't, but
I gotta meet that man.
I brought a Two Boots pizza in the El Prado one time. Stunk up the whole place. Just shameless. I actually remember one time.
Just shameless.
I went to Two Boots wearing Prada once.
Mike, I wore two boots of Prada.
Ah.
One time I was at UCB.
Boots of Prada. Go ahead.
early UCB days, I went to a show with Mitch and we sat in the crowd.
I was there.
UCB show and Mitch Pat took out a big hot pastrami sandwich and stuck
it. He'd gotten a fucking pastrami sandwich. It was like a foot thick.
Victor Square.
He pulled it out of the little bag and everyone around him was like, what the fuck are you
the
doing?
The last thing. Like picture like a New York, like a Cat's Deli, stinky hot pastrami sandwich.
It's like, yeah, it's like a hot fatty thing. Like, I feel like I need to like rinse off sitting next to a guy in a pastrami.
And you want to sit at a table and eat that. It's not something you could just be like gnawing on.
Although Timmy, when we went to, after the tour, when we flew home, we had Scrapple.
Oh,
yes. And for breakfast at, where were we? Where did we leave out of?
We went to, it was like a food hall in Philadelphia.
Okay, so we left out of Philly. Mm-hmm. And then you were like, no, we got to go to, what is it, Danick's?
Yeah, we got to go to Danick's.
And you were like, I'm going to get like a pork sub. And we got a big one with hots on it. And I was like, this guy's nuts. And then when we got on the plane, you were like, hey, you want half this sub? And I was like, Tim, you're my fucking boy. Give me that sub. And then we both chowed down on these
It was a stinky pork subs.
Wait, what's hots on it? Hot peppers?
It was like
okra
pork,
or something.
Pork provolone and then broccoli rabe, but it's
broccoli
like
rabe.
Right.
Stewy, slimy greens, but there's like
it was
hot
spicy
pepper
though.
Shit in there too. It was so stinky, and I've been that guy before because it's pretty.
Yeah.
If you have a long flight, it sucks. Airport, whatever happened to airline food where they don't have dinners anymore, they just have the snack packs and they suck.
Right.
You can't even smoke on a plane anymore.
I know. What the fuck?
You can't even get into the pilot's seat and say, let me do a loop.
Yeah, they won't. They're like, you can fly the rest of the way, but no loops.
Nah, then fuck off. I don't want to do this. I'm going back to first class, please.
I can put you in first class. Jack Ooh. Harlow.
Hey, did you guys know that that samples like a Fergie song?
Yeah. First class.
I heard Glamorous. That's the Fergie song.
Yeah.
It's like
Jack Harlow is using it?
And Jack Harlow's using it.
I'm not familiar with the Jack Harlow catalog just yet.
Hmm. I don't think you need to be. I think he's...
I'll get you caught up today.
Going away.
Harlow, no. You know what? Yes, bringing the food on the plane. You got to bring the food on the plane. I'll do something where I'll get the Wendy's or something in the airport, and I'll bring it on. Anything you bring on that's not just like a ham sandwich is disgusting and stinks.
If it was ever hot, that's the rule.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I was at the... I had a flight delayed recently when I was coming back from Detroit, sitting there in the airport, flight delayed a couple hours.
Oh, flightus interruptus. Yeah, I know.
Thank
I get
you.
It.
That's the species.
Mm-hmm. And the genus.
And phylum and order and class. Okay. I had a lot of time to kill and I said, I'm going to get some dinner. And I went into a airport steakhouse and it had a ribeye and a martini. And it sucked. And I was like, what am I doing?
Get out of here.
I should just be having McDonald's. What am I? I'm trying to have a real experience here, but I was trying to kill time. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, there's not. I was at a place recently. I got a I think the Einstein Brothers bagels. One of the sorriest excuses for a bagel I've ever seen. The hole in it was humongous. It was like a thin bagel all the way around.
All hole, yeah.
All hole. And good for a playlist, but not good for the bagel I wanted at the airport.
I had a good pig out recently.
Good for a playlist.
All hole. I put together my playlist. It's all hole.
It's all hole albums just mixed up.
Well, I was going to say that at the Cincinnati airport, I ate a Coney at Gold Star, and it was delicious.
Hey, damn. Coney 2012.
Stop. Wow. What are we going to do for the 10-year anniversary?
Yeah.
I feel like that is probably not a thing to joke about. I don't remember the topic, but I'm sure it was sad and inhumane.
What? Coney?
Coney. Well, I just remember that the guy went nuts and was naked in the street, and we all laughed at that. But I feel like the cause was something kind of grim.
Yes. It was, I think, about, child soldiers. Forced recruitment of child soldiers by Joseph Kony, ICC fugitive.
Sheesh.
Bad guy.
Well, I just want to make it clear. I was talking about the kind of Detroit hot dogs.
Yeah, we're making fun of the public masturbator, not the serious.
Well, not even that. I support his mental health journey. I want to talk about hot dogs with chili on top of them.
All right, sorry.
Sorry.
Guys, the heat is killer. I am slowing down these days.
Me too, yeah. Me too.
Good God.
I got a question for you guys about chili. You, a couple episodes ago, were talking about, oh, we love chili oil.
Chile.
Oh, we love its crunchy down bottom and it's oily up top. You might have noticed your boy Dutz got a little quiet.
Clammed up.
I noticed that. I was like, because I was looking at your screen. I was like, Jeff's got
you were white as a ghost.
You know, I shrunk in my seat a little bit. I was like, I don't know what to say to the guys. They're talking about these things I don't know about.
Like, I'm not a whiz in the kitchen Mike. I don't take wild swings and I'm not adventurous at all.
And in fact, you know, Mookie, our buddy, he doesn't love the spicy stuff. But when I'm with him, he'll see me get suicide wings at Rustic. He'll see me get all sorts of crazy tastes, right? He goes into my fridge, no hot sauce. What does that say about me?
Wait, Jeff, we got to get you some hot sauce.
You don't trust yourself at home.
I got myself some Crystal.
Oh,
Louisiana style. So it's like you'll see that out there with your Tapatios and your Cholulas, but this is Louisiana.
Yeah, it's more. It's a cayenne. It's a nice vinegary cayenne sauce.
Yeah, and it's got. Oh, it's almost a little. Dare I say sweet?
Dare I say sweet?
But what I wanted to ask you about is: Have you guys heard of Flyby Jing?
Mm-mm. No,
that's like the new chili oil on the street. The chili oil disruptor.
Oh shit! What are they doing differently? What's their innovation?
Flyby Jing.
It's a Sichuan chili crisp.
Crisp.
It's a hot sauce with that crispy shit in it.
I'm looking at it.
I'm seeing it around a lot.
Is it like the garlic I was talking about, or is it like the chili paste of like the seeds of the chili pepper?
Oh, wow. Tim, I'm looking it up. I don't know.
Oh, I hope it's garlic. This
labeling is cool.
Yep, the labeling is cool. It doesn't look like garlic. It's just like this is fucking chili. A savory, crunchy hot sauce that you will find yourself putting on everything it says.
I'm seeing a picture of it on ice cream, Jeff.
Whoa. What are we doing here?
Wait, what's it called again? I'm ordering some.
Flyby Jing. J-I-N-G.
Sichuan chili crisp sauce.
Oh, I recognize this little jar.
Yeah, you've seen it around. I think it's the new viral hit.
Okay. This guy's got it in his ramen. Oh, I should get ramen soon. Too hot for ramen. Too hot.
Hey, you know what I did again the other day? I did my little egg hack of doing the maruchan. Crack a little egg in there.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's it.
No, that's the end of the story.
It's an egg ovation.
I went.
And it just goes right in there.
You just crack it right in there and you put the lid on it. You let it go for a minute.
Good, good.
It's like a poach. You're basically poaching it in the soup, Mike.
In the soup.
I can't believe I'm ordering this stuff, Jeff. This is a 6-ounce jar is $20.
What?
Jeff.
But hey, one day delivery, order placed. Done. Here it comes.
Oh, wow.
It didn't take long. I
Yes.
I did a thing. I was making up some, my usual sort of stir-fry-y type thing. And I just took a chili oil and dumped it all over the whole thing and cooked it all up like that. And it was like a subtle heat. It was really good.
It slowly rises from the back of the throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
I had
that?
Two. One bite. I don't even taste it. Two bites. Oh, it's there. Three bites. Youch. I need a water like now.
Not now. Right now.
Right now.
When I was a kid, I went to a Mexican restaurant with my family and my grandfather.
What was it called?
Chi-Chi's.
Love it.
Yes, I remember.
I know Chi-Chi's. Those.
Remember, it was like an East Coast chain, right? Mm-hmm. But it was Mexican, right?
We had one in Albany, yeah.
But yep. Not pizza. What the fuck am I looking at?
Chi-Chi's was Mexican.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, there's another one called Chi-Chi's Pizza. Weird.
When Chi-Chi's was around, and then a Chili's came to our town, just me being at a dumb little age, I was like, is Chili's part of Chi-Chi's?
they were Excuse near, me, sir?
They share so many letters.
The two were near each other. I was like, oh, did Chi-Chi's become Chili's?
But my grandfather made me eat a... Not made me. He tricked me into eating
Skipper
a hot
Bill?
Pepper. No, different grandfather.
Goob goob.
Choo choo.
Into eating a hot pepper.
Dingy.
I was in pain.
Yeah, I bet.
I asked for milk.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
And I'll tell you what, didn't do anything.
They didn't give it to you.
Give
me some milk.
I love the pain.
Well, we've talked about this though. Like I also, this is the grandfather that I said, you want hot? Try this. And I gave him a hot Warhead and he was just like, this is disgusting. This isn't hot. This is just gross.
Fuck you, Granddad.
You don't know my generation, okay?
And by the way, keep your hands off Grandma. That's my girl. What?
What the hell?
What
no.
The Jeff?
No,
what? That ain't right, man.
That's not right.
That ain't right.
That ain't right, man. I'm not getting involved in that.
No. I ain't getting involved in that love, sick-ass love triangle.
Guys, what do you say we take a little break?
Yep.
We'll make a round two. I am going to make a round two.
Yeah.
Good.
Although this is hitting. You feeling it? I'm feeling it.
It's hitting, it ain't quitting.
It's hitting, it ain't quitting. Well, because it's all booze, man, other than that lime.
I'll tell you what, a round two for me is going to be shirtless. I'm fucking
hot in
here.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yeah.
Because I'm away from my AC. I'm not supposed to be by the AC anymore.
Yeah, you got scolded.
I got scolded.
For having too much noise on your mic.
I can't do that anymore. So now the energy suffers.
No, this is good. It pumps you up.
We all decided we have opted for better sound quality and poorer performance.
That's right. That. We chose that. We looked at both options for weight pros and cons.
All right, folks. Why don't you take yourselves a little break, and we'll take a little break too. And yeah. We'll meet up here after the ads.
Grab an ice cube. We'll see you soon.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince.
I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we're back with our final thoughts on The Last Word.
I made a second rounder.
Me too. What'd you do? Anything different?
Mm-hmm.
Tweaks?
I invited Mr. DeKuyper to the party.
Oh, triple sec. Okay.
I did an equal amount of triple sec, and I'll tell you after this sip.
Oh, Mr. DeKuyper, we've been expecting you.
Ooh. It just cuts the sting down just a little bit.
That's not mm-hmm.
And replaces it with a little bit of orange. It's good.
I took a little sip of the green chartreuse on round two, and that's where the spice is coming from.
Yeah.
It is to be blamed / thanked.
Spicy. Those monks are spicy, huh?
Yo, those monks know what's up. Those monks can get it.
They can fuck the three of us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was going to make another round. Then I looked at my minuscule amount of chartreuse left and my small amount of Luxardo, and I was like, you know what? Hosting this fucking pod, I know I'm going to need this shit. And I don't want... This shit's expensive. Chartreuse.
I know this drink tastes like already.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So instead of... I put that stuff back up on the shelf, saved it for a rainy day, and right now I'm having a claw. Nice. Ain't no law when you're drinking the claw.
Boy, okay. I've forgotten about White Claws. There's so many different variations on...
Black cherry White Claw, delicious.
Classic. I'll tell you, this drink has given me a permanent smile. It is an order again for me.
That's your final thought?
It's my final thought. I'll order this again.
Yeah.
I will have to be in the mood, though. It is like
it's
a
weird.
Spicy Fancy. Thing.
You're not going to be doing it all the time.
It's an evening drink, but you want to be a kind of a little...
It's a nice cocktail bar drink, faux show.
I would put it in, like, it's like the Yellow Bird, where you're like, oh, you know, kind of like a nice citrusy cocktail, but with a something fancy going on.
Mm-hmm.
The little fancy
something
twang.
Fancy.
I love it. I'll continue to order it again and again.
Yeah, it's an order again for sure. Not a Stone Cold classic. Sorry.
No.
Damn.
No,
it's just, this is the definition of not a Stone Cold classic.
This Black Cherry White Claw, though, Stone Cold classic.
Now, Tim, was this in the, it was invented before Second World War. Let me try that again. It was invented before the Second World War, but came back in the 2000s. Was it under the category of classic or contemporary?
Oh, my God. On the IBA list.
On the IBA list.
Let me take a look.
I'm having a tough time speaking because of this permanent smile.
The Cheshire grin this drink has me.
It brings the corners of my mouth way up and my eyelids down low.
Unforgettable.
Unforgettable.
Ooh, that's what you are.
Stop.
Huh? Come on.
Okay.
All right, so three orders again from three stand-up guys.
Yeah, I guess that's the end of the show, except for the last word quiz.
Oh! Ooh. Jeff, I thought the show was ending. You said they got a quiz. Oh!
Yes, that's right. I'm going to give you, what do you call these? Phrases, quotes, lyrics, and you need to come up with the last word. How about that?
Oh,
that's
fun.
DeVita. Anna got a DeVita.
I don't know how this is going to go.
Hopefully well.
To be honest. I mean, is the quiz ill-devised?
I don't think so. It's a fun idea.
I mean, I saw the quizmaster scribbling as we got back on the Zoom here. So
these
questions could be
here.
Fresh.
So you don't need to identify where it's from or anything.
Okay.
You got to do the last word, or in some case, words and like a proper noun or whatever. Yeah, but most of the time, it's just the last word.
Hell yeah.
Ready? Question number one. With great power comes great
responsibility. Ty, next one.
I think I had it because Mike took the time to say great responsibility, and I just said responsibility.
I feel like, though, I got it because I was already getting great before Jeff even got that out.
That's awesome, dude.
That's pretty cool.
So I about quiz the quiz.
Throw out their whole round.
I will give it to the both of you, which is essentially throwing it out.
Nice. Great.
Number two. That's kind of a long one.
Shit.
My mother says to get a job, but she don't like the one she's got. When masturbation's lost its fun, you're fucking...
bored?
Wasted?
Lonely?
Tim, lonely.
Lonely.
Longview!
Bite my lip and close my eyes.
Whoa, he's not stopping. That's a good one, Jeff, because this drink is green, and that's from Green Day.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, one thing I noticed is that that song has a lot of, like, bite my lip and close my eyes, take me away to paradise, take me away to paradise. And I was like, that's Welcome to Paradise. But it's not. The next track is Welcome to Paradise.
Welcome to paradise.
So I'm like, that's damn, was Green Day, like, is this more of a concept album than I was maybe giving it credit for?
Is Welcome to Paradise not track one?
No, it's like five. I think Longview is like four.
What's track
Green Day, I think Green Day, somebody told me in like high school or something, Green Day means... a day filled with smoking weed.
Yeah, just like a day of being stoned.
He's embarrassed about that.
He's the band is.
Wait, track one, Burnout. How does this one go?
Burnout, burnout with me. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh.
Right?
Wait, well, yeah.
I dream not your bunch of bun time.
Yeah, see, Tim had a slightly better scat than I did.
When masturbation's lost its fun.
What about she dreams in silence?
Wait, can we please get back to the quiz?
Hold on, that last line is when masturbation's lost its fun, you're fucking lonely?
Lonely.
I always thought it was lazy.
Lazy, me too, because everybody comes in there and you can barely hear it. Therein lies the trickery of the quiz, Michael.
Oh, this quiz.
This is going to be bad, man.
I'm fucked.
But not question three. Question three is, I have no special talent. I am only passionately...
I have no special talent. I am only passionately ordinary.
I have no talent. I am only passionately involved. I don't
last
know what
call.
That is.
Anyone?
No.
Passionately.
Eh-eh. I have no special talent. I am only passionately curious. Albert Einstein.
Oh God.
I love his work with E equals MC.
Physics goat.
The physics goat, yeah. Number four. This is maybe more your speed. You had me at...
Hello.
Michael, you got
Jerry
it.
Maguire. Man, that movie put up some big quotes, man. You complete me. Show me the money. The human head weighs 8 pounds. Cameron Crowe was the goat.
When Crowe becomes goat.
Where were you when Crowe became goat?
I was listening to the last word.
I was
quiz.
At the Hudson Valley Mall watching Jerry Maguire in the theater.
Number five. Mm. Tell Cyclops I made him a
mutant hero X-Man. It's all three of those, right? Set of sunglasses.
God.
Eye patch.
I'm surprised. I knew this was going to be like a long shot, but I'm surprised none of you have. Tell Cyclops I made him a convertible. That's Wolverine, baby.
Oh, sucks. That's geek shit.
He probably did it with them damn antimantium claws.
He took those damn claws and took the roof off his sedan.
Yeah. I should have got that on account of my love of geek shit.
Number six. Dennis, our lives are in your hands and you have...
Butterfingers.
Tim.
Ooh, what's that from?
Dennis Nedry.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, Dennis Nedry.
Dodson. Dodson here.
Number seven. Kicking, squealing, Gucci little...
Gucci little... Piggies.
Timmy. Piggy singular, but I'll take it.
Piggy.
What's that from?
Paranoid Android. Radiohead. Number eight. A long one. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face
Blackpool,
before.
Blackpool, Lancashire.
Nobody was really sure if he was from the house of...
Albert Hall.
Mm.
The house of Lords?
Tim, very good. House of Lords.
Well, I can't fucking concentrate when Tim's just yelling shit out over there.
Well, that's your problem. You don't concentrate.
Albert Hall, would you shut up for 2 seconds?
Dude, you're trying to concentrate. That's the last thing you want to do in the last word quiz. You want to go, baby.
It's right here.
It's
right
pure, there. Pure id. Pure, pure muscle memory.
Come on.
That's a day in the life, we all know. Yeah, that's a tricky one. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords. That's not what it sounds like.
I always thought it was God. House of God.
Also, what was I Blackbird Lancashire? Is Lancashire a word, or is that like... I was just a kid. I heard it as that.
Tim, I don't know all... I don't know. You're going to have to look it up. Number nine.
Number nine. Stop.
Another song. There's been an accident like Geico. They thought I was burnt up like Pepsi did Michael.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, fuck. I fucking said it.
Doesn't count. Throw it out. Kanye West.
I kind of had it.
It was Through the Wire, Kanye West. Throw it out. It's out. Mike, you did get it, but it's gone.
Damn.
I'm having Boost for breakfast, Ensure for dessert. Did I drink the scissor?
That's something, but you're not getting any side points for that, Tim.
I thought I could.
Here we go. This is not a song. This is a quote. Each person must live their life as a model for...
society.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, shit.
But Mike agreed.
Each person must live... What is it?
Each person must live their life as a model for...
the future.
The next generation.
All very close. Last
future generations.
Call.
Future generations.
Each person must live their life as a model for others. Rosa Parks.
Oh, hey, when I was in Detroit, went out to Dearborn, went to the Ford Museum. They got a bunch of famous vehicles, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was able to walk onto the Rosa Parks bus and sit in her very seat.
Wow.
Wild. Damn.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
Was it like a...
That's crazy.
That's an old bus.
It's an old bus from Montgomery, Alabama. They brought it up to Dearborn because it's a Ford. And I'll tell you what, I saw the limo that JFK was assassinated in.
I
saw the chair that Lincoln was shot in.
Jesus. Enough with the assassinated presidents, Tim.
I'll tell you I'll knock it off.
Here's a weird story. My parents test drove a car, and when they
David
sat
and
in
Mary
it.
Ellen?
Yeah, it was like a not a brand new car, and when they got in, they noticed that there were stains on the ceiling, dark red stains on the ceiling.
Oh my god!
And the guy was just like, "Oh, I'm so sorry," and they took him out of there. And it turns out that a guy shot himself in that car.
Yikes!
What?
And it was like went through impound or whatever else, and then it got to this like used car dealership.
You're reminding me that like I haven't thought about this in forever, but. When I was like 15, I was so into the fact that it's like, you got to go to police auctions mm-hmm. and you could buy a car. You could get like a drug dealer's like Rolls Royce for like $100. I never did it.
We should do it.
Yeah. Something tells me I won't get a Rolls Royce for $100.
All right. Next question. Pit Pat, a magical, pansexual, non-threatening
boy.
Spokesperson. So close. Spokes thing.
There you go, Michael.
Hey. Pit Pat. That's great. I haven't watched Mr. Show in a while. There was a time when it wasn't on HBO or HBO Go when I had it, but now it's on HBO Max. I gotta go back and watch this.
I remember when we were starting out, or not starting out. Early on when they were compiling all the HBO stuff under one roof, HBO Go, that's what it was. Early HBO Go, and Bob was like, yeah, it's all HBO stuff, everything HBO has ever done, except Mr. Show. And then as soon as Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul started taking off, they're like, we better get Mr. Show in there too.
I think that stuck in my head as like, just HBO doesn't do Mr. Show stuff anymore, so I always forget.
Mr. Show was briefly rerun on Comedy Central late at night, and it was so weird because they had to add the commercial breaks. So it would just like undo the very premise of the show, which is sketches that bleed into each other, and it would just dip to black.
Pit Pat.
All right, here we go. Next question.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in that Tonka color of...
Willy Wonka.
Michael, Nicki Minaj, I know Monster.
I know Nicki Minaj's body of work. Watch yourself, Tim. I mean, I don't need a comment from the peanut gallery.
Number 13, I think. There will be a substantial reward for the one who finds the Millennium Falcon. You are free to use any methods necessary, but I want them alive. No.
Jabberwocky Ding Dong.
Wait, what, who would be trying to get the Millennium Falcon?
No deaths. No dead bodies.
Funny business. Parsecs. No Kessel runs.
This is Darth Vader talking to a row of bounty hunters.
Is casualties? One of them Boba Fett?
One in particular.
Boba Fett.
Yes. But the warning is, I want them alive. No
casualties. No dead people upon the ship.
Last call.
No Princess Leia's.
No disintegrations. Next question.
Now, disintegration is a Cure album, no?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe it has to be good to tackle in the next quiz, Tim. Number 14.
Disintegration Cure quiz.
6 o'clock TV hour. Don't get caught in a...
6 o'clock TV hour. Don't get caught in a shower.
Wow. 6 o'clock TV hour. Don't get caught... Oh, what the hell is he saying there? This is R.E.M. This is End of the World as We Know It.
Yes.
Leonard Bernstein.
Don't get caught on a Leonard Bernstein.
JFK, blown away. What else do I have to say?
6 o'clock TV hour, don't get caught.
The answer is don't get caught in a foreign tower.
Foreign tower. I was going to say faulty tower.
Proudly didn't know it.
15. A man who stands for nothing will fall for
anything.
Timothy Malcolm X.
Yes.
Anything.
16. You know it balances on your head just like a mattress balances on a bottle of...
wine.
Port.
Timothy.
Damn.
Leopard skin.
What is that?
Leopard skin pillbox hat. Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Zimmerman.
He's right.
I'm right.
Next question.
Jeff, I'm right.
You want to give him points for that, Jeff? He's right.
Do I get side points?
No.
What's the damn score here?
Tim has 6. You have 5.
I have 5.
Ooh, neck and neck.
Neck and neck.
Neck to neck.
Bit of a bloodbath.
Love means never having to say your...
sorry.
Timothy.
Damn.
Love story. Love means never having to say you're sorry. I haven't seen it, have you?
What's love story?
No, but I know the song is...
what is that?
What's love story? A movie?
Film. Yeah, love story. It's like a sappy 80s movie.
Oh.
Final question.
I only watch gritty, hard-boiled detective not
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Actually, that's the quiz. Timothy, you have won.
Unceremonious ending.
Wow.
Actually, that's the quiz.
They don't, not even like a fun point quadrupler.
Okay. You want to... I'll take it back. That's not the quiz. How about that?
Fuck.
How about that?
It's not?
It's not the quiz.
Oh, shit.
It's no longer the quiz.
Oh, no.
Our final question is worth fucking 20 points.
Damn it.
How do you feel about that, Tim?
I feel sad having what thought that I won and then finding out there's another question and then finding out it's worth enough points.
But this is like a La La Land Oscar situation.
Sure, sure.
The last quiz, this type of
it's
thing.
It's a big happening for us.
Came back to bite me right in the old a-hole.
Let me tell you this. If we just had our La La Land moonlight moment, I'm looking forward to the fucking slap.
So in a couple of years?
I'm looking forward to the after party. I'm going to order some more of these last words.
Yeah, but right. After the after parties, the hotel lobby. Come on.
Hey, that would have been a good one.
Yeah.
After the party is the blank. That's good, Tim. You'd be good at this quiz.
I aspire to be a quiz master, yeah.
Here we go. Last question. Burton will tell us about his most recent lapse and the lapse he has planned for...
next fall. Next year. Next Burton year. Next summer.
Recent lapse.
Next spring. Next winter.
What is this from, Jeff?
Mr. Show again.
Yes.
Shit.
Next. Burton will tell us about his most recent lapse and the lapse he has planned for...
Next week, next month, next year...
Next semester?
August.
What is that sketch? I can't remember.
It's the good news sketch where...
It's the conversion therapy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Timothy, you still win 7-5. Great job.
What are you talking about? That was 20 26, points.
Yeah, 26-5.
But nobody got it.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're back to the original score of 7-5.
Right. You can't just, even though the points are, it's extra 20 points, you don't get them if you don't answer the
question. I like two Mr. Show questions. That was fun for me.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And hey, check us out on Patreon, where you can get the whole backlog of all the beautiful blowout episodes we do, just making you laugh and having a great time. That's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. And Mike, who came out on questions for Lennon?
This month it was, well, contest winner and host/author of Campbell's Corrections, Neil Campbell.
Wow! Damn!
I got him. It took me a while, but I finally nabbed him. I was able to track him down.
Got him.
That's wild, man.
Got him.
So you've had Paul Rust and Neil Campbell, both of the Stovetop Boys.
That's right. Yep. That's right. I can't believe it. They said it would never be done. Now I need to get him on.
If you're one of the 90 people.
An obscure sketch that was performed twice.
Yes, if you were at a Del Close marathon 100 years ago.
It was a show where they were two tiny guys in sailor outfits, and the stage was a stove, and they were barefoot, so they had to keep hopping up and going, ow, and blowing on their feet because the stage was hot.
Well, I think our audience listeners got that from just Stovetop Boys.
Just context clues, yeah.
There you go.
All right, folks. This is a good episode.
Really good.
Right? Fantastic. Great episode.
The drink is good.
The drink is good, and the audio quality is very good. The three performances were not up to snuff.
No. Too hot.
Goodbye, folks.
Bye, folks.
Later.